IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy, actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's not-so-fun fact of the day, unfortunately, has to do with Jerusalem. Did you know that the oldest recorded stampede, human stampede, took place in the year 66. Now, that's not 1966, but 66 AD. And there was a Jewish temple and pilgrims were making their way to and from the temple. A Roman soldier decided to show his bottom, yes, his bum, to all the visiting pilgrims and spoke profanities at them. Such vulgar words that a few of the Jewish youth picked up stones and flung it at him. The Romans called for reinforcements. And this created a panic amongst the Jews. They began to run. And this created a stampede where 10,000 Jews lost their lives. They were trampled to death. It's insane to imagine that the deadliest stampede in history took place all because of one mooning soldier. What is heartening is another statistic. India has the highest number of notable stampedes in the world. 26 stampedes. Obviously, owing to our large population. But there is something else as well. Herd mentality. You see, stampedes are very common amongst animals. And in fact, that is the origin of the word stampede. Most stampedes take place amongst herd animals. Animals that group together and run together. You will never hear of a stampede amongst lions or tigers. And this is because they don't follow the herd system. The herd system is based on the principle of safety in numbers. The more number of animals in the herd, the safer they are. This is because they have more eyes to see, more ears to hear, and more noses to smell incoming danger. Apart from that, if you're in the middle of the herd, you're safe, as the chances of a tiger attacking only you and not all the people around you is minuscule. Somewhere along the line, humans also began to think of themselves as herd animals. We began to feel safe in numbers. Whatever everyone else was doing, we did the same. However, there is a big difference between social animals and herd animals. Humans are social animals. We need people to interact with. We need others to help us and support us. And in turn, we support them. However, we were never herd creatures. And the problem with following the herd is that we have no thought of our own. We have no control over our own destiny. In fact, we relegate our choices to others. We give up. Whatever they do, we blindly follow. And if you want proof of this behavior, just search online for a herd of sheep falling off a cliff. Just search for that one line, herd of sheep falling off a cliff. The shepherds, they watched in horror as one sheep jumped off a cliff and all the other sheep just followed. Over 400 sheep died. The remaining were saved only because of the dead bodies of the previous sheep formed a cushion as they fell. And it's very sad. But what we don't realize is that we get stuck in this herd mentality and do these things without thinking. You want proof? Just see how we line up to board an aeroplane. We first rush to stand in line. And when we all know that the flight is not going anywhere. Half the time we're standing in the wrong line. We're queuing up on the wrong counter. How many times have you seen that happen at the airport? Because we're just blindly following the person in front of us. I used to travel like crazy when I had just begun working at my company. Close to about 4 flights a week, which is a lot. And that's when I had my first realization. A habit that I want to share with you today. I created one rule for myself. I will either be the first or the last, but never in the middle. That meant first in line or the last person to board. First in a competition or the last in the competition. First in doing something new or I won't do it at all. For example, I am the first habit coach. When I started, there was no such thing as a habit coach. I created this category. Being first at something gives you the power to make decisions, gives you the power to choose and be a leader. Then, when you're the last at something, it gives you the opportunity to learn from everyone else's mistakes. For example, there was this one trek that I had gone for where we all had to cross this river. And I decided to go last so that I could observe and see where everyone else was placing their foot. Which stone topples over and which one is too deep. Being last is a conscious decision. where you learn from the mistakes of the others. Being in the middle is just being part of the herd. Your powers are relegated away to someone else. So your simple habit starts by stepping out of your herd mentality. If everyone seems to be doing something, stop and question. Then choose to go first or last. No one remembers the person in the middle, as the person in the middle does not do anything spectacular. If you want an awesome life, you have to break away from the herd, because nothing good comes from being stuck in the middle. Usually in a podcast, it's me who speaks to you and you who listens. But I've been seeing your comments and it's time. It's me listening to you. Following the overwhelming success of this podcast, the good folks at IVM Podcast Network have decided to come up with a Kannada adaptation of the show for those who prefer listening to it in that language. Do make sure you let your Kannada-speaking friends know about this as well. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashdin Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.